Today on Gardening in a Minute, using leaves as mulch. Mulched areas can suppress weeds, reduce the need for irrigation, and replace turf in tough-to-grow areas. For an inexpensive alternative to purchased mulch, consider using fallen leaves. Pine needles, leaves from broadleaf trees, and even grass clippings can be used as mulch. Of the three, pine needles are the best. They're attractive, not easily removed from beds by wind or rain, and don't mat down excessively. However, they don't last more than 6 months due to rapid decomposition. Leaves from broadleaf trees can be used as a mulch, but may blow away and are easily washed from beds during heavy rains. Shredding the leaves will help prevent them from matting. Save a little money and help recycle yard waste by using leaves as mulch. For more information about mulch, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Firethorn. A well-planned garden looks good throughout the year. To add a pop of color in your winter garden, try planting Firethorn. Each fall and winter, this evergreen shrub produces a huge crop of red, orange, or yellow berries that not only look great, but also serves as an important food source for wildlife. Also called pyracantha, Firethorn is relatively drought-tolerant and durable, but it is susceptible to lace bugs. This fast-growing shrub may sprawl unless you choose one of the more compact cultivars or prune it regularly. Just be sure to watch out for its thorns. One of the nice things about Firethorn is that you can also enjoy its beautiful berries indoors. The branches hold up well in cut arrangements and make a festive accent in holiday centerpieces. For more information about Firethorn, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, endive. Think of endive as the sophisticated cousin of lettuce. This cool season leafy vegetable is often used in gourmet salad mixes where it helps add interesting texture and flavor. Some forms of endive have broad leaves, while others have narrow ruffled leaves. Curly endive is sometimes called frise, while broadleafed endive is called escarole. Belgian endive, with its pale green, scoop-shaped leaves, is technically a different species. All endive must be grown in cool weather or else it will bolt. In central and south Florida, it can be grown December through March. In north Florida, it can be grown September through April, though it needs to be protected from freezes. Sow your endive seeds today, and you could be enjoying interesting salads all winter long. For more information about endive, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, winter garden chores. Winter's a great season to carry out a number of gardening tasks. This is a good time to prune deciduous plants, grasses, and some perennials. Clean garden structures by scrubbing them or pressure washing them. Pull up and compost dead plants from your fall vegetable garden. Renovate your beds by adding lots of organic matter and tilling the soil to a depth of at least 6 inches. Pull up any weeds and refresh mulch around existing plantings. Rake up leaves, or if you have a mulching mower with a bag, mow the leaves and dump the clippings on your flower beds as mulch or add them to your compost pile. Wait until spring to fertilize your lawn and landscape and adjust irrigation to reflect the plant's lower water needs. For more information about the winter garden, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, English peas. This winter, make good use of all the space in your vegetable garden by going vertical and planting English peas. These tasty legumes can be grown during the coolest parts of the year here in Florida. In central and south Florida, you can plant English peas from September through February. In north Florida, plant January through March. Two good varieties to grow in Florida are sugar snap and wando. As with other vegetables, English peas should be planted where they'll receive plenty of sun, preferably in an enriched soil. Don't forget to provide them something to climb on and to give them water and nutrients as needed. In a few months, the pea pods should become plump and ready to eat. Then you'll be able to harvest and enjoy these tasty treats. For more information about English peas and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.